Take one man who never learned to lie. Place him in the steaming jungles of South America and let him discover a secret he knew no one would believe. That's the story of The Unsuspected, taken from the files of John Steele, adventurer.
This is John Steele with another story of action and suspense, designed to please those of us who can only dream of adventure. The other day, I happened to run across an article about the fabulous country of the Amazon Basin. Well, it brought back pleasant memories and the name of an old acquaintance, Charles Maloney. I've never been able to think of one without thinking of the other and of what happened that summer. But here's Charles to tell you, as only he can. Charles?
I guess everybody has some kind of code they live by. And that's swell if you don't get blinded by it. You gotta learn that there are times when the things you believe in have to be forgotten if you don't want to hurt someone. But it ain't easy. Leastways, not for me. I guess it really started the day I signed on to work as a surveyor on the Great Diagonal. That's a projected direct air route across the Amazon jungles from Caracas to Rio de Janeiro. My outfit was laying out an emergency airfield in the Mato Grosso country. One night, we were all gathered in the thatched hut that served as a bar. Tony and Hans, Jose and Alicia. As usual, Tony was razzing my buddy Hans about making more money than anyone, and Jose was pestering me.
Say, Charlie, you will go. No?
No.
Why?
I told you why, Jose.
See, but it is so little.
For the thousandth time, no.
Why not you not go with me, huh?
Why should I go on a wild goose chase in the jungles, especially with you?
It is not a geese chase.
Besides, I got work to do.
You can get off.
I'll get someone else, Jose.
No.
Because they won't do it either.
No.
Same here.
You, the only one.
Look, Jose, it's about time you accepted the truth.
Huh?
About Bill Harris. You know, what? I've always told the truth to everyone, no matter who they were.
See?
I'm telling it to you now. Bill Harris is dead.
No.
So lay off me, will you?
I don't believe until I see with my own eyes.
Okay, you see, but I'm not looking for any dead man.
Please, Senor Charlie.
Oh, don't hang on to me.
Miss Alicia, she would talk to you.
I've already told her the same thing.
She wait at table now. You come over.
Okay.
Bueno, you good guy, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie!
Yeah, Hans.
Come here.
In a minute.
Hans, I got to yell for some help, fellas. Huh? Oh, you see?
you speak for my Alicia first, senor, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to come over there.
Please, senore.
Hey, look, it won't take about just 1 minute, Jose.
But please, Tony.
I want to prove the point.
What point, Tony?
We say that Hans, he's saving his money to go back to the United States and make a marriage, yeah?
yeah, that is right, so.
Who is this here, Charlie? Who is
this? Why ask me?
Well, you're the only one who goes to town with Hans when he sends that money he makes it. You know who she is.
Hans has never even been in the States.
Charlie.
Sends his money to his father in Germany.
How do you like a guy like that?
What's the matter with him?
You don't know?
I only told them what they asked.
It would have been better to say they were right, perhaps.
Well, it wasn't so.
It would have made them all happy if you say what they want.
Oh, why should I lie for anyone?
It does not matter.
If they asked for the truth, I told them.
They were but having fun.
They all walk out on me.
Not me?
Like it was a plague or something.
Let us sit down, Charlie.
I just don't get it. Is there something the matter with me, Alicia?
No.
This isn't the first time they've acted
like...
They do
not understand you.
Do you?
That is why I most want you to go with Papa.
Oh, you're honest,
no matter what happens.
But that trip's ridiculous.
Not to Papa.
You know as well as I do, if there was any chance that Bill Harris's plane came down safely, the search parties would have found them.
But Papa was so great a friend of Bill.
Oh, so what?
Can't you see how he wastes away these 2 months?
Yeah.
Even if Papa do not find Bill, at least he will be happier knowing he tried to.
Well, I'm not going on any jungle hunt with Jose.
Charles.
Yeah.
If you go with Papa, it will bring your friends back to you.
Yeah?
Hmm?
Why?
They all have great respect for Jose. They would like you if you make him happy.
Yeah.
And in the week you're gone, they will forget tonight.
Think so?
And I'd be happy too.
Well, maybe it wouldn't be a wasted trip, far as I'm concerned. Huh? Okay, Alicia.
You will?
Yeah.
Muchas gracias, Charlie.
I went back to my hut. None of the guys said anything. They all just hit the bunks, but I didn't go to sleep right away. I wish I told Alicia how it made me feel that she hadn't gone off when Tony and them had. She was different. By morning, the news had gotten around. Everyone was wishing Jose luck while I loaded the boat. And they thought a lot of the old Spaniard because of his devotion to Bill Harris. We shoved off at 9 o'clock. With John Steele, our foreman, handling the outboard. In midstream, John looked at Jose, and he jerked his thumb toward the south, upstream. Now I knew he was crazy. Billet headed his plane north toward Manaus. Steele followed orders, and late that afternoon, we pulled into the bank and started to unload. So hot you could actually see me.
You got a lot of stuff, Jose.
Yes, Senor Steele.
We're going to bury part of it here?
No.
Well, we can't carry it all.
No, sir.
Oh, don't be crazy in this, John.
Everything is important for a couple of weeks' trip.
I didn't say anything about no 2 weeks.
Maybe no be 2 weeks. Never know.
Here's your quinine supply.
Bueno.
I'll carry that. That's all.
Gracias, Senor Steele. We see you maybe in a week.
What's your rush?
We must make start while still daylight.
And I have to get back to camp.
Oh, another hour won't matter.
I have to make another trip downriver.
What for?
Hans.
Oh, Hans hasn't
I'm
any
taking
business.
Him to Santarin. A British freighter was there. I didn't know he was going there. After last night? I didn't know.
Too late now. See you in a week, Jose. Right here.
See, if not then, 1 week more.
Right. 2 weeks at the latest.
Come on, Charlie.
Yes, sure.
Sure.
We go this way, Charlie.
Okay, it doesn't matter which way we go, if you ask me.
Here's a good spot to start in jungle. Animal trail.
50 miles out of the way to start.
Well, you think so?
Bill was headed north.
No.
It reports so.
I saw him when he took off.
Yeah?
He turned over jungle and head up river.
You saw him head this way?
That is so.
Why didn't you tell them when they were searching?
I tried to, but they don't believe.
He was supposed to go north.
That's what everyone thinks. Jose, no different.
Maybe you got something, Jose.
Si. Aripuna closer.
You think he was headed for Aripuna?
Si.
Why?
Don't know? Why didn't we just fly to Aripuna then?
He didn't make it there. Not yet.
Well, then if he didn't, he went down in this territory, huh?
We see.
Man, that'd be the thing.
Huh?
Finding Bill?
Si.
Set me up.
Me too.
Not the same way.
He's fast running river.
We call them creeks where I come from. We can wait it.
No.
It's not over waste.
He's filled with the run.
Cannibal?
Si. Maybe we find three fell over.
Yeah.
Here's one, Jose.
Bueno.
You got to sit down and shimmy across with this load I'm packing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Jose! Hey! The fish! Make it to the bank, Jose. Quick!
The fish, Charlie.
Come on!
That root.
Yeah.
That log break. Lost call.
Bad way to start.
Senor, your pack is gone.
Fell off, washed away before I could grab him.
We
The quinine, too.
Yeah. Hey, we can't do without that traffic of packing. Come on. We gotta catch Steve before he gets away. John! John! This is Spot, Jose.
Si. Senor Estilla is gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
See for quite a way down the river, but Steele wasn't in sight. I wanted to camp right there and wait for John's return in a week and make a raft and float downstream. But Jose wouldn't hear of it. We couldn't go on, not in these jungles, without quinine. There was no arguing with Jose. For 4 days, we hacked our way through the steaming jungle. The rain never stopped. Neither did the chatter of monkeys. It was like we were caught in a nest of 1,000 snakes. Hacking at vines. Finally, we worked our way under a bunch of broadleaf plants like umbrellas.
You want to eat now, senor?
I don't care.
Well?
I don't care.
Okay, we eat.
Now what?
This bird I shot before.
Well, at least it's not hard to...
Feel a couple of hours till night comes.
So?
We eat, then go.
Not me.
Si.
I'm worn out.
Me older man than you.
But so what?
Okay, Senor Charlie. We stay.
Sure. Rain.
Huh?
Rain.
Too much.
Yeah.
Slow us down.
You sleep.
Why so?
I like when I was a kid. Ain't on the roof.
Senor Charles. Senor, you speak.
Huh? Just. Why don't we go back, Jose?
Back?
There ain't a chance of finding anything in this jungle.
No, go back.
It's only 2 days till Steele comes back. We can just make it with luck.
No, go back. Must find Beetle.
You know you're not going to.
Must.
You know, I've been thinking, Jose.
Steve?
Did you tell Alicia what you saw?
What do you mean?
About Bill turning his flame south? Yes, not. Why? Huh?
I just know do.
You really want to find Bill?
Well, you think I do these?
I've been wondering about that. Never knew you were such a close friend of Bill before this happened.
We're much close.
Yeah. Sure there isn't something else?
What do you mean, Shirley?
Well, it seems funny you're the only one who doesn't think Bill's dead.
Maybe you think too much, senor.
No one's going to all this trouble unless it's more than friendship.
You,
no,
nobody's
say,
gonna
I...
slug me.
You one smart fellow, huh?
I'll show you the... Where'd you get that?
I shoot, man, Jose.
Oh, forget it. You get on your high horse. I didn't mean anything by it.
No.
Jungle's getting big.
See. Gotta stick together, Jose. If we both want to get back.
You're alive, like I think, Bill. Little. Little Alicia, no understand. Charlie got smart. Bill alive. Find you, Bill. They find you, Bill. And you.
Hey, Jose, wake up.
Bill, I know you hate fright.
Wake up, Jose.
Bill.
Yeah, this is Charlie. Come on, wake up. You're dreaming.
Dreaming?
What's the matter, Jose?
No feel so good.
You've got a fever.
Nothing.
Malaria.
No, nothing wrong.
We're going back after we lost the quinine.
You got to find Bill. Nothing wrong with Jose.
Well, we're starting back.
No.
We are.
We're going now.
Well, I'm not.
Okay, you go back, Jose. Go on.
You can't do that.
See, I do.
You're out of your head. You're having a chance fighting malaria when we're wearing ourselves out, hacking through the jungle.
I find Bill.
Look at us. All cut up, scratches, getting ulcers already. We're going back, see?
You go.
Both of us.
Save Jose trouble later.
Sorry I came.
Jose, sorry too. You're no good.
No?
No good for jungle.
And I don't want to be. Only reason I came was because of Alicia.
See?
Wouldn't have done it otherwise. Make her happy. Well, I've got to stick by you. Take care of you for her.
So you go where I go.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you could stay here and rot.
You always say what she is on your mind.
Yeah. Known all along what I thought of you.
Maybe Jose is feel the same way, too.
Well, good. The record's straight.
Get your pack on.
Are we going to eat?
Got to find dry wood first.
Okay.
Wish I had a cup of coffee right now.
Well, yeah.
Drown out this stinking smell for a few minutes.
See.
Once it isn't raining.
We'll find dry wood and open spot.
Yeah.
Jose?
Something. She's wrong, senor.
On the tree limb ahead.
What?
A panther.
No can see.
Where did I get my gun unslung?
No can see.
Stand still.
Your eyes are playing me.
Jose! He sees you! He's jumping! Jose! Jose, you hurt?
I'm all right.
Oh. I told you to stand still.
No see, Panther.
I didn't get my gun out.
No see.
You're sicker than I thought.
No.
Burning up.
Go away soon.
Get up to that clearing and rest.
See.
Hey, come on. Put your arm around my shoulder. A little bit more.
Everything go wrong for me.
Gotta rest.
It is good.
Sure, sure. I'll try to rustle us up something to eat. Maybe a panther steak.
I'm not hungry now.
You gotta eat. Keep your strength. Here's some dry wood.
Senor Shelley.
Yeah?
Senor Shelley. Senor.
Yeah, coming, coming. They just steamed up.
My eyes, they no fool me, no.
What?
Look, in valley over there.
Yeah, look for what?
Wingtip of airplane. There. There were three taps break off.
I don't see. Wait a minute. Yeah, I think it is a wingtip.
It is Bill. We find him.
Maybe we have, Jose.
Easy, we must go.
Oh, you can't.
Jose, go now. Get Bill. Jose, no.
Yeah.
It's a fine Bill.
It's not a time if you'd stayed back.
They show you now, Beetle. I find you.
The dragon.
I find you, Beetle.
Probably his quinine.
I
hope so.
Beetle! Beetle!
Close enough yet. Sorry, Jose.
Beetle!
I'm not there yet. Come on, put an arm around my shoulder. Leg hurt. Fell on it.
You You lie yesterday, Charlie.
Lie? I don't lie about anything.
You not can leave Jose here to die.
Yeah, you're making sense for once.
Huh?
Out of your mind for hours.
What I say?
Nothing, nothing. I think I see the plane now.
Bueno.
Yeah, that's it.
No see Bill?
Doesn't look like there was any fire. Maybe.
He got out.
Bill!
He ran somewhere.
Bill!
No answer.
Stay here.
No.
Probably in the plane.
Look for food.
I didn't answer.
We wait.
Yeah.
Look in plane first.
Yeah. There, Jose.
See.
What's left of him?
I know you're here, Bill.
I'm not Bill.
Jose, he's smart.
Hey, snap out of it, Jose. Jose was in a bad way. Malaria can kill an old man like him quickly, especially in his weakened condition. I ripped a piece of metal off the plane and dug a grave for Bill Harris. And I got some things to prove we'd found him and started back with Jose. I had to half drag, half carry him, but at least the trail was easier. There was only 3 days left to meet Steele and a good 5 days' journey at the rate I was making. There wasn't any time to stop and look for food. 3 days. I had to get back to John Steele. On the next to the last day, Jose perked up a little. He was still delirious, but he could walk some. Maybe the little quinine in the plane was taking effect. He stopped at a brook to wash our faces. Didn't dare to drink, no matter what. Feel better, Jose?
Si, Bill.
Charles.
Si. I know what happened to Charlie.
Oh, come on. We gotta get back.
Jose got back.
Sure.
Not you, Bill.
Cut out the crazy.
You no fool me, Bill.
I'm not Bill.
You killed Charlie.
What?
Jose, no.
But I'm right here.
You think Jose asleep, but me see you bury Charlie.
You saw me. Charles burying Bill.
Stay away.
Hey, what are you doing?
Get gun.
No.
Shoot.
Jose.
Kill you like...
Put the gun down.
Kill you first.
Get out of your head. I'm Charles, not Bill.
You want to go back now?
Yeah.
So you tell on me.
There's nothing to tell.
You want to go back and tell police.
Police? About what?
About the Indian that died in camp.
Lau Lau? He died in...
You only one who know I killed him, Bill.
No, I...
Everyone else think he died like natural. But you know not so.
No one guessed.
Now I kill you too.
No, you don't.
Kill you.
Get that gun.
No.
I shot it.
A knife. Better when close.
Hold it, Charles.
Hit someone. Get you now.
Got to pull trigger.
Pull trigger.
Charles. Are you all right? Are you hurt?
Feeling better, Charlie?
Yeah, I guess so. What happened?
You passed out.
How'd I get here?
When you didn't show up the second week, I came after you.
Jose.
I buried him.
I saw
and heard it all.
You saw?
I tried to stop it, but couldn't cut through the jungle in time.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, I know.
I had to.
I'd never have believed it if I hadn't heard.
No. No one would.
Makes it tough.
What do you mean?
Explaining what happened. No one will believe the truth.
Well, they'll believe you.
Not where Jose is concerned. They think too much of him.
Yeah.
I can fix it up with the rest of the camp.
Well, what are we worrying about, then?
Alicia.
Alicia?
Only you can handle that.
Yeah, but I...
It'll wreck her life.
Why?
You always tell the truth. When she finds her father was a murderer...
I know what you mean.
Well, that's your problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost there. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Bill?
Yes.
Oh, and he stay there till the rescue party come?
Not exactly.
No? Tell me.
Well, Charles?
Alicia, your father, Jose...
See?
He died on the way back.
Sorry, Alicia. We all feel the same way about Jose.
Yeah.
Pop?
Oh, Alicia.
Why? How did it happen?
Your father died of malaria.
I'll tell the rest of the camp. See you later.
Alicia.
Malaria?
Yeah.
How? How could he?
Well...
You took quinine along.
We lost it.
Lost? How?
I was carrying it.
You?
Yeah, and I fell into a stream and lost it.
You lost it?
It couldn't be helped.
When?
First day.
And you didn't come back?
Well, no.
You forced my papa to go on like that?
Well, no, he was the one...
You should have come back then.
Yeah. I guess so.
You make him die.
Oh, listen
no.
to me.
I don't never want to hear you again. Never. Never.
Best way. Yeah. Guess that was the best way.
The title, The Unsuspected. The story of a man who told a lie and lost the only person he really cared for, but one peace of mind. If you like Charlie's story, friends, why not come back next week? I'll have a man who looked for sanctuary in a murky swamp and found the answer to his escape in a buried treasure chest. I like to call it Quagmire. So until next week, then, this is John Steele saying a life of adventure is yours for the asking, wherever you find it. Only don't look for it. It may find you. Well, goodbye and good hunting.
John Steele Adventurer is produced by Robert Monroe, directed by Elliot Drake, and written by Roy L. Deese. Ross Martin was heard as Charles. Also in the cast were Jim Bowles and Bryna Raber. John Steele is played by Don Douglas. Musical effects were created by Doc Whipple. Your announcer is Ted Melly. Remember, next week, Mutual presents Quagmire, another story of suspense and action from the files of John Steele, adventurer.